I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to have you back with us again this week. Nolan and I, as always, we're jacked, we're pumped, we're excited. Another great week at the MLB level, and another bunch of great questions sent in to us for the curtain call segment of the show as well. So, you know what, we say it all the time. We do it for you. We can't do it without these dirtbags, and we appreciate you all around the world listening, and wherever you are. We hope you had a great week, a dirty week. You got out there and you left it on the field. If you were playing games, tournaments, whatever you were doing as a player, a coach, enjoying it. If you were a parent and just thanking God just for the opportunity to be around this baseball game, and that's what it's all about, day in, day out. Anytime we get to be a part of it or watch it, it's a great day, man. It's a great day. So, hey, before we get going with tonight's show, we do have to give our shout out, as always, to the boys over at the Rip Grip Pro. That's the ripgrippro.com hidden training aid. Give them a check. Great company, great product. Love it. Get you on the ball, get you in the zone early, get you staying through the zone early. A simple little training tool that slides on the fingers, but it makes up huge impact on your swing overall. Great device. Check them out for sure. And of course, the Rope Trainer as well. Product that we highly endorse and believe in wholeheartedly for throwing. Whether you're a pitcher, a catcher, any position on the field, you should have it in your bag. There's no question. You know, and it just has to be there. From little leaguers to pros, everybody can use it, and you should be using it. Arm health is so detrimental right now and so controversial, but this is one way that you don't need a coach, you don't need a partner. You can just train, you can warm up, you can stay warm if you're a pitcher between innings. So many vital uses to it that it needs to be in the bag. There's no questions about it. You can get that right from our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com, and you can find it right there, or you can reach out to me and on Instagram or Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. I'll help you, I'll talk you through it. We'll get you moving in the right direction. You know we will. You know we will. It's a guarantee for sure. So that's what it's all about. So as I said, you know what? We got some highlights to talk about. All the divisions are tightening up a little bit or whatever and that, at least in the AL West. The East, looking great, man. Some great teams going. So Nolan and I are excited. So settle in, share, wherever you like to listen to us. Sit back, enjoy the show, because we're going to be right back here in a second.
Scott for Scott's here. Do you hear that? Bring the mic in close. That's not how the grass should sound. There's weeds everywhere in this lawn. It's time to take action with Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action. It gets three jobs done at once. Kills weeds, prevents crabgrass, and feeds your lawn so it keeps growing strong. Ah, much better.
Get a bag of Scott's Triple Action today. It's guaranteed, or your money back.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Today is the day. Today is the day you empty your garage and closets of your old tech. Today is the day you hang up on that dial-up modem. Today is the day you tell that old GPS to get lost. Because while Staples recycles old tech for free each and every day, today, during Staples' free tech take-back, rewards members get $10 in Staples rewards when they recycle their tech. Cut the cord on your old tech and recycle it at Staples. N617, limit one reward per month. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Spring is here, and there's no better time to try something new. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar and enjoy real Coke taste and zero sugar. Now available at participating Burger King restaurants. Try Coke Zero Sugar with your favorite food from Burger King. Satisfy your hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck. All Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Take a taste of Coke Zero Sugar to enjoy spring your way at Burger King, where you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Caggianos, it's keeping their yard pristine with a John Deere Z530MC track mower. Because it's not just a yard, it's a gathering place.
Work and play kind of meld together for us.
They run a brewery, harvest their own hops, and keep things tidy for their guests.
People say, what are you? Are you a farmer or a brewer? So I say, I'm a farmer brewer.
When you love what you do, it's not really work. Run with us on a Z530M mower and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolly, what do you want to go tonight? Highlights, lowlights? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, we'll start off with the Brian Reynolds news. Obviously, that was kind of one of the bigger off-season stories that we had going around on whether he would be traded or not. Obviously, requested a trade there at the start of the off-season. Ends up signing an 8-year, $106.5 million contract with a club option for 2031. Basically, it ends up being a 7-year, $100 million extension. This year, he's playing out the final year of his contract under a 1-year, $6.5 million contract. So, I mean, yeah, Brian Reynolds back to the Pirates. Pirates fans obviously got to be super excited about that one. Obviously, their team is off to a fantastic start. I mean, they re-signed Derek Shelton there just last week as well to a 3-year deal. So it sounds like, man, they got all the guys rocking there. First place in the National League. Like, if you told us April 26th that the Pittsburgh Pirates would be the best team in the National League, I don't think anybody would have believed you. But here we are.
No, for sure, right? And a couple of things when I saw that come across the ticker tape. You know, does Andrew McCutchen play into that? With him being back there? Does the team get knocked to a hot start? Does that weigh on Reynolds? Because you're right. I mean, a month ago, you can't throw that number at me and say he's going to sign that deal. I just wouldn't see it. So, hey, hats off to the Pittsburgh Pirates. I think that's a great deal for them. I mean, obviously, it's a $100 million deal for Reynolds as well, so it's not too shabby. But what do you think? Does that play into it, the Andrew McCutchen getting some conversations, how the team's doing? Does that sway him, or how does that come around?
Yeah, I think it has to do not necessarily a lot with Andrew McCutchen, obviously, just because Andrew McCutchen is older, so it's not like he's going to be around there for a long time. But, I mean, there's definitely conversations that those two would have had, and it was probably just one of those ones where Kutch just said to him, hey, listen, like, the grass isn't always greener. Like, right now you're comfortable in Pittsburgh. You sign this deal, basically it takes you until you're 35, 36 years old. Like, you'll still have time if you're a good player to re-sign a deal or sign a new deal with a team that's competing for World Series by then, if you're still a relevant player, obviously. But I mean, like, all offseason, it seemed like he was asking for almost an extra $50 million on top of what this deal ended up being. It sounded like he was in the 8-year 160 range is what he was looking for. And the Pirates, obviously, their asking price for him was astronomical. They were asking for a Juan Soto-like return is kind of what everybody was speculating on what they were saying there in Pittsburgh. So, I mean, it's one of those ones where, yeah, you can assume that him and McCutchen had conversations about, hey, like, is this the right fit, yada, yada, yada. And I mean, obviously, it works out well for both sides. Like, Brian Reynolds gets his deal. Do I think he's a bit underpaid? Sure. But, I mean, look at Jose Ramirez, right? Jose Ramirez re-upped there last year on the five-year 125, and everybody was saying the same thing. Like, no one saw that one coming. It's pretty crazy considering he's getting underpaid, yada, yada, yada. But, I mean, heck, it's all about those players being happy with their situations and everything like that. And the Pirates are off to a fantastic start. So, I mean, and on top of that, you're looking at all the young kids that they got coming up over the past couple of years, and you're seeing the improvements being made by Pittsburgh.
100%. Excellent baseball. You know, you're excited if you're a Pirates fan, for sure. So if you're out there listening, congratulations, man. You got a great player there.
The Minnesota Twins beat the Yankees in a season series for the first time since 2001. That is unbelievable.
That is incredible. 2001, the last time they won a series against the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, especially considering that was the year that the Yankees had one of their best lineups all around. Obviously won a World Series there, so like... Or sorry, no, that was the year that they lost the World Series to Arizona. But either way, like, you're looking at it, I mean, that was a fantastic Yankees team at the back end of their dynasty, I guess, if you want to call it that. And then, like... I don't know, man. Just, yeah, like, Minnesota had great teams throughout the mid-2000s, early 2010s, stuff like that, when they had Morneau, Mauer's young kids. Both of them were raking. Like, that's... And Johan Santana on top of that, too, who was probably the best pitcher in baseball at that period of time. So, I mean, yeah, that's just crazy to think about. But, I mean, the Minnesota Twins, they're doing exactly what they should be doing. Like, I saw what their starting rotation was outside of Maeda today, who imploded a little bit for him. But you're looking at it. You got Pablo Lopez, who's been a fantastic acquisition. In 30 innings pitched this year, 39 Ks, 8 walks, 3 ERA. Sonny Gray, 29 innings pitched, 34 Ks, 11 walks, 0.62 ERA. Joe Ryan, 2.81 ERA, 32 innings, 36 Ks, 4 walks. And Tyler Molly, 3.32 ERA, 21 and 2/3 innings, 22 Ks, 5 walks. Like, their pitchers are just doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing, man. They're just going up there, not afraid of anybody. All right, here we go. Boom, boom, boom. And Correa hasn't really gotten off to the hot start that anybody kind of expected him to, especially for the money that he signed. I mean, Byron Buxton, obviously, he's been healthy, so that's been huge. A lot of their young kids have made good moves. But, I mean, Joey Gallo, you got to give credit to that signing in the offseason. Like, he's been fantastic acquisition for them.
Love that. What about that? And 14 games and he's up to, what, 7 bombs, I think? And like, hey, looking great right now. And he's swinging at the majority of his at-bats. He's still getting his strikeouts, but he's swinging and making hard contact. He's being a little more selective, too. So whatever they talk to him about and whatever he's locked into his own mind, he's doing the right thing. So hats off, man. That's exciting for the Twins. They're back where they should be again. You know, last year we all know, you know what? It just didn't go right for them. But, boy, little adjustment here, little adjustment there, and they're looking good right now. No questions asked. They're looking good.
The Tampa Bay Rays obviously made history this past week. Most home wins to start out a season. Most home runs to start out a season in consecutive games. And then, obviously, that streak ended at 14 games when the Astros beat them for the first time this year at home there last night. But... like, fantastic start for the Rays once again. I mean, 22 games for the home run streak, surpassed the Seattle Mariners. I know we talked about that a little bit in last week's episode. But, yeah, like, you're looking at it. And, I mean, Tampa Bay is still the team to beat. Even though Houston last night, I mean, they made some bold claims saying, hey, they're the team to beat right now. How do you feel about that one?
Garcia shut them down.
No, I know, but for him to say they're the team to beat right now, like, you're looking at that Tampa Bay roster. They've been good for 6 years now, 5 years now, being in the playoffs. I don't know how you can say right now. Like, it's not like they've beaten necessarily easy teams. Obviously, that first 12 games, it seemed like they were all relatively weaker teams that they were playing. But, heck, they've gone up against some good teams there over the past couple of weeks. and they've still done exactly what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're starting to see Houston come around too and be the team they're supposed to be. You know, yeah, they got Noel Tuesday, but the other guys are filling in. We know they got a great farm system. They've had it for what, almost coming up on a decade now. They focused on it, they built it, and you know what? They're starting to round into the team that, you know what, preseason, everybody had them at, you know. World Series is a long ways off, but you know they're a good team. So this is a great series. They had a great series last week, the Astros, against the Jays, after the Jays, took it to the Rays a little bit as well. So, you know, there's three strong teams, and they're all right there. That's great to see them going ahead and battling and you know, knocking each other's teeth out, so to speak, this early in the season.
And just the final piece of news from this past week that we want to talk about in this segment, obviously the news of the Oakland Athletics. Ownership has bought property and land in Las Vegas, and it sounds like the team is going to move to Las Vegas within the next couple of years. Obviously, tough for Oakland fans to hear about. Reggie Jackson voiced his displeasure with the mayor of Oakland and the government officials and everything like that, saying you guys screwed up. It sounded like Oakland Athletics ownership group wanted to try and keep the team in there as best as they could. But end of the day, when you're getting under 10,000 fans at a game on a regular basis, it's tough to keep a team there, especially when you're not making money.
Yeah, and that's it, right? There's always two sides to every story. There's no question about it. You know what? At the end of the day, it had to happen. It's disappointing. Like Nolan said, if you're an Athletics fan, it's disappointing for sure. So, but hey, it's great if you're a Vegas fan because it's one more professional team coming. So we'll be right back there, Vegas.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back to your base. Nolan, let's go ahead and talk about the divisions. Obviously, three jump out at me. You know, AL East, NL West. AL West, the NL East is a little uncertain for me right now, and the Central is just a disaster for me right now. But you know what? AL East, just as good as last week when we talked about it, right? None of those teams are giving an inch. Look at the Orioles right there, man. What are they, 16-8?
16-8, 8-2 in their last 10.
Showing no chinks in the armor right now. They're just hanging, banging, and they're looking real.
Yep. No, I mean, every team in the AL East, 500 or better for another week, right? So we talked about it last week. It's the best division in baseball, and it's not really that close. Baltimore, obviously, off to a great start. Tampa Bay, obviously, the best record in baseball. Toronto, third place in that division at 16-9. They'd be first place in every other division outside of NL Central and NL East. They'd be half a game back of both Pittsburgh and Atlanta in those divisions. Yankees, 14-11. I know Aaron Judge had a little bit of an injury scare today, but he was fine after that, returned to the game. So, I mean, no issues there. And then, yeah, Boston, 13-13. I mean, everybody kind of expected Boston to be weak. We talked about it, though, at the start of the year. I mean, Baltimore, realistically, their expectation was 85 wins this year, especially with the team that they have built there. I mean, obviously, starting pitching, they could still use probably a guy or two. Their bullpen looked fantastic. Baltimore's bullpen's got to be probably the best bullpen in baseball right now. Like, that is firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, I mean, no question. I mean, they're right there. All those teams are just juggernauts right now. There's no question about it. I mean, you go back to the Jays, you look at Berrios finally. It looks like he's maybe settling in a little bit. He had 9 Ks the other night. Looked like he was in control. So hopefully he's finding his traction. Kikuchi has bounced back at the back end of that rotation as well. Another great start today. 5 2/3 and I think 8 Ks against the White Sox. And you know, you get, like we said, you know what? You know it too, Dirtbags. You get your 4 or 5 guys is hanging and banging and putting performances like that. You can put a lot of wins together, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, especially with Ryu possibly returning too to that rotation, you're looking at it and you're like, man, who does he replace in that rotation? Like right now, it's Bassett's the odd man out right now, but I mean, Bassett, they just signed him to that 3-year $63 million, right? Like, if Berrios can continue to pitch like La Macantina, or however you pronounce it in Spanish, sorry, my Spanish pronunciation isn't that good, but when he was on Minnesota, right, it's like, man, now you're getting the guy that you paid this money for. You're getting that high-level ace that he could be. I mean, Gausman, obviously fantastic. Manoa might actually be the odd man out, which is crazy to say because Manoa's been the worst one probably out of all of them. But I mean, yeah, it's a good problem to have when you got that type of depth.
No question. You know the offense is always going to be there, so they're looking real good. That whole division, no question. So, you know, you jump out to the NL West, certainly what the Dodgers just took back over first from Arizona. You know, again, they're what, 13-12, whatever, 13-11, I think it is, and Arizona's looking good. Gallon's on the mound today, throwing as we're doing the recording, and you know, it's an exciting division too. I think that Arizona team's going to hang there all year. I'd be awful surprised if they don't. I think they got nice little balance there as well. Again, the Padres, they haven't quite caught hold. They're staying strong and staying steady, which says a whole lot. I mean, obviously they got Tatis back and putting him right at the top of the order and stuff like that. But Soto, same thing as last year, really not hitting the ball, right? So they haven't got full traction going. Machado isn't MVP like last year at this point in time, but I'm sure that'll all work its way out as well. But that division's exciting, man. If you're an NL West guy out there, or person out there, Dirtbag, hey, you're excited, man. Again, we're only a month in, but that's an exciting one as well.
Yeah, I mean, even San Francisco, they've been on a little bit of a streak recently, obviously taking the past 2 games against the Cardinals. They'll play tonight against them. So we won't be able to talk about that. But, I mean, you're looking at that whole division. That's a good division, right? Like, Dodgers, I mean, obviously, they came into the year probably not the favorites. But, I mean, they were still respected because they're the Dodgers. Arizona, you knew that they made a lot of offseason moves to try and make the team a lot better. Obviously, just DFA'd and ended up outright releasing Madison Bumgarner. But still, Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly, both of them fantastic pitchers. And the rest of the lineup's looking good. Corbin Carroll's off to a fantastic start to the year. Not necessarily NL Rookie of the Year right now. I think I still got to give that to James Outman. James Outman's been fantastic for rookies. But, I mean, either way, you're looking at it and you're like, man, that's it's just a good division all around. San Diego, obviously, you get fans yelling out steroids to Fernando Tatis Jr. there the other day. And he starts dancing out in the outfield. It's like, man, you're not helping yourself out in any way, shape, or form. But Juan Soto needs to get going down there in San Diego. Manny Machado needs to get going down there in San Diego in order for that team to actually take reins and win the NL West, like I think everybody had predicted them to do.
Yeah, for sure. There's no question about it. So let's jump over to the AL West. Obviously, we talked about it a little bit right at the opening, right? Houston starting to look like Houston, right? They're going about their business. But, you know, Texas goes into Cincinnati where they lose all three. You know,
swept on three straight walk-offs.
Yeah. So, like we said, I mean, no disrespect to Cincinnati or anybody like that, but boy, to lose them all, those are games, one of those games you got to find a way to win, man, if you want to be a champion at the end of the year or leading your division, you know. Same thing with the Angels, right? They can't seem to just get it going. Now, Shohei, for me, he isn't hitting what he's capable of hitting for sure. Whatever pitching, obviously, he's dominating. There's no question about it. But that's a lineup that just hasn't got it going well either. I mean, they played poorly against the Oakland Athletics, as far as I'm concerned. And that makes for trouble, right?
And they just lost Logan Ohoopy. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you pronounce his last name. For 4 to 6 months there with the shoulder injury, right? So, I mean, it's one of those ones where, like, obviously that was going to be a guy that they kind of relied on. One of the guys that came back in the Brandon Marsh deal there last year, and, I mean, he'd look great up until this point. And then, yeah, obviously that injury sets him back. Mike Trout is still doing what he's doing. Like you said, Ohtani, pitching-wise, fantastic. Hitting-wise, kind of ho-hum start. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, he's hitting 270 with 5 bombs and 13 RBIs. Like, a lot of guys would love to have those numbers so far to start out the year, but, like, kind of what we're expecting out of him is otherworldly, right? So, I don't know, man. The Angels, I don't think anybody had them penciled in to be a playoff team anyways, but, like, even Seattle's finally starting to kind of get rolling a little bit now. They're seeming to put two and two together a little bit there, obviously. Good couple of series. You're looking at it, Oakland's Oakland. Right, you know they're going to be a bottom of the barrel team. Houston, I mean, they're finally starting to get rolling a little bit. Obviously, Mauricio Dubon has been a lot better offensively than anybody would have predicted. They kind of said that he was going to be the defensive second baseman coming in there to replace Jose Altuve. But, like, obviously he's not going to get the power numbers that Altuve's given you. But in terms of average and everything like that, like, dude's hitting 300 to start out the year. Like, you can't ask for anything more than that. Abreu, great offseason move. Yeah. No, like, that's just it. I mean, Houston's rolling right now. And then, yeah, you get Texas, and Texas is up and down too much for my liking right now for a first-place team. Like, they should have gone in there and taken two out of three from Cincinnati, realistically. But they get swept on walk-offs. Like, that is demoralizing. And Bochy, you can tell, would just be furious.
Big time, that's demoralizing. I mean, obviously, they need to get Corey Seager back in that lineup as well, but it's still a good lineup. It's inexcusable that they lose all three of those for sure. There's no reason for that. There's no excuses. You just got to get on the plane. You got to regroup, and you just got to say, hey, all right, brand new day tomorrow. Brand new day. Let's do what we're capable of, and let's get back on the winning streak, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, our NL East is a little interesting for me right now. I mean, obviously the Braves are just, like last week, they're rolling. They're still good. They're still dominant. Acuna looks like he's back 100%. Albies is looking stronger and stronger every game, so that's exciting for them as well. I mean, Mets, it looks like Verlander is nearing a return, which will help them out exponentially, obviously. Scherzer, again, like last week when he got caught. that's demoralizing too. I don't care what you say, man. That's devastating to you as a team, right? And they've been hit and miss offensively. They just haven't been going. Obviously, if you're a Phillies fan, like you talked about, sounds like Harper's maybe around the corner unless anything goes sideways on him. So you got to be excited about putting him in the lineup. And like you touched on, it could be at first base even. So they need it. That NL East is you got to get some wins going together there to, you're looking at wild card behind the Braves. You're not looking at taking over the Braves at this point in time. And again, I realize you got 5 months left, lots of time, but boy, that's a tough team to overcome.
Yeah, I mean, how the Mets choked away, a 12-game lead there last year? So it's not out of the realm of possibility, but yeah, like, you're looking at it right now. Like, Verlander's supposed to make his rehab start on Friday. Scherzer's obviously missing two starts, 10-game suspension. But yeah, like, the Mets have not gotten good. Phillies, you just need to ride it as best as you can. Obviously, the other guys have picked up the slack, but Harper coming back maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I think, at absolute most. Based on kind of everything that I'm hearing, especially if he's going to play first base, it's not like he needs to have a fully healthy arm in order to play first base. Get him up to 60 to 70% and just let him do that. As long as he can swing the bat, that guy in the lineup every day is a DH, worst case scenario. You know he's going to be rocking. Like, Phillies will be fine.
For sure. I mean, yeah, I think so. And hey, I'm going to give a quick shout out to the Marlins too. I mean, they're playing 500 baseball and they're doing a lot of really good things as well. Do you expect them to be there at the end of the year? I don't know at this point in time. I you know what? Give me till June, and I'll make a better prediction, hopefully. But hats off to them. They're playing really, really, really good baseball and staying right in the thick of things. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here in a second with the curtain call segment of this show.
This is your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. Yeah, feeling fresh as a daisy.
Staples has everything for travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Plus, travel-size Purell hand sanitizer is just 49 cents. Get all set to jet at Staples. Offers end 4/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wing man. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes choice of double stack JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with 4-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it up on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough with the phones already. Put them down and pay attention, or pay the price. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Attention small business owners. The IRS has just released a notice that businesses eligible to file for the Employee Retention Credit should not file with companies charging a percentage of their ERC refund. These companies have been shown to overqualify businesses, leaving the business owner open to audits and tax penalties. ERTCfiling.com helps small business owners file their Employee Retention Credit forms accurately and at a cost that is a fraction of their competitors. And most importantly, ERTCfiling.com charges a flat fee, not a percentage of what you get back, so there's never a worry about overqualification. Businesses that were open in 2020 and 2021 and subject to any COVID government mandate, such as a capacity limitation, social distancing, supply chain issues, and increased vendor costs, will qualify. You do not need to have a reduction in revenue to qualify for this program. Stop any work you're doing with your current Employee Retention Credit provider and call 833-GET-ERTC or go to ERTCfiling.com to schedule your free 30-minute consultation today.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke?
I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Welcome back, Dear Fix. Time for the curtain calls, and thank you, as always, for sending in those questions. We love it. We love it. Keep sending them in. It's a huge part of the show, and it's another just reason that drives us to get dirty all the time. So, Nolan, we got one out of the Midwest, a Chicago fan. We got one laugh, and I don't know what side of the ledger he was on, but he was like, talk to me. Talk to me about the Cubs and the White Sox. Did we have that forecasted at the first of the year that they'd be in the position that they are? Cubs leading the NL Central, and right there with Milwaukee, and then the White Sox. Wow, where'd they go? Anybody seen them?
Yeah, I mean, so to start out with the Cubs, obviously number one offensive team in the National League this year, highest average, highest runs per game, highest OPS. That's obviously great, but I mean, realistically, nobody expected their pitching staff to be doing what they're doing right now. Second in the National League for ERA. Bullpen is middle of the pack. Bullpen's eighth for National League ERA. But yeah, like, I mean, you're looking at it. Obviously, Bellinger is off to a great start. Seems like he's been worth the money. Trey Mancini, obviously a good offseason pickup too. He's been doing good things. Dansby Swanson hasn't even been going offensively like kind of people expected him to. So you're looking at it, and man, it's just a good nucleus of players. Chicago White Sox, jump over to that ledger. Horrible. Horrible start. I don't know what is happening there. Kopech's ERA today jumped up to 7.01. I saw that. I don't know if he needs to get moved back to the pen or what the deal is. Lance Lynn, obviously, same boat. He's got a high ERA to start out the year. I think his is in the sixes. Really, nothing is going right there. Like, Luis Robert, he had five bombs, but once again, the average is down to 225. I think he's at about 15 RBIs, one stolen base, and it seems like he's kind of their best hitter. Eloy Jimenez, obviously. I don't know if Eloy Jimenez is still in his own head with the injuries and everything like that that he sustained over the past couple of years. They were tough luck injuries, right? The one he's going up to try and rob a home run, glove kind of gets caught on the fence and out goes his shoulder. The other one running down to first base, trips over first base and basically blows out his ankle. Here's the thing. I just don't know what's going on with the White Sox. I wish I had some sort of answer for it. Obviously, it can't be all coaching related. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's still a talented roster. Like, they lose their captain in Jose Abreu. Is that kind of the reason? And Tim Anderson's still not playing yet. Is that the reason? I just don't have an answer for it. It's kind of, I mean, obviously it's very frustrating for the Chicago White Sox, but like they just need to put two and two together because it's all veteran guys now too. So it's like, man, someone just has to step up and take charge in that clubhouse.
Yep. That's all you can say on it for sure. So quick interjection here. Just came across the highlights. Unfortunate news for the Seattle Mariners. Robbie Ray will undergo flexor tendon surgery, and he is out for the 2023 season. So that's devastating news for the Mariners. There's no question about it, and Robbie Ray himself. So, but just passing that along. So, anyways, Nolan, here comes one from a Milwaukee fan ripping on you, I think, a little bit. Nolan, what's your over-under on your manager down there in St. Louis? Does he last the year, or does he fizzle out in year one?
Does he last the weekend, and it's year two? All he was the manager there last year. But, I mean, if he lasts the weekend, I'll be impressed. We look horrible. Honest to God, we look horrible. Like, I've never seen a St. Louis team look this bad this early in the season. It's a good question. I don't blame the Brewers guys for asking that. Like, hey, the Brewers are off to a great start. They're second place in the National League Central. They're a half game back of the Pirates, one of the best teams in the National League. Obviously, they've dealt with their injuries, and they're still winning games. You know, like, I look at it on paper. The Cardinals have the best lineup. They have the best team in the National League Central. And yet, all he keeps on screwing up. Like, that's all there is to it, is all he... I mean, last week, I know we were talking about it a little bit, saying that they're calling for his head already. If they end up getting swept by San Fran and go out to the Dodgers and somehow miraculously win a game out in Los Angeles, I still don't know how his job is safe past May 15th. Like, they better be on the phone calling the manager for Puerto Rico's World Baseball Classic team and saying, hey, I know you used to be our catcher here in St. Louis, and I know you have a little bit of managerial experience. You mind putting back on that number four again? Come behind the bench while you're at it. Hey, you want to bring your buddy number five? You want to call up Chris Carpenter, bring him back, be our pitching coach? Like, they just need to completely reset the whole thing. Because, like, it is just embarrassing. And that's a good question. No, like, I mean, man, the Brewers, they're off to a fantastic start. Year in, year out under Craig Counsell there, they've been one of the best teams in the National League. They have a steady manager. St. Louis does not have it.
Thank you for the question, because you just got under the skin of Big Red. Good man. I love it. That's what we love here. Send those types of questions in all the time, man. That's what it's all about. A little bit of banter, a little bit of fun. Hey, getting after it. That's what it's all about. So we got a Yankees fan now, Nolly, asking us how surprised we are about Mr. Volpe's start to his major league career.
Yeah, I don't know. He's obviously he's well respected by the guys in the lineup. You see him hanging out with Aaron Judge and Harrison Bader there last night at the New York Rangers versus New Jersey Devils game for the hockey playoffs, obviously going on now too. Volpe average wise isn't there. Defensively, he's been good, not great. I mean, better than Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. That's all you can ask for, right? But obviously, the stolen bases are there. It seems like the clutch hitting is there. But you'd love to see that average start to climb up and get above the Mendoza line. Now, I get in today's baseball. It seems like a lot of guys, like especially league-wide average last year was what, 238? 235, something like that. Like it was low average to begin with. This year, obviously, the average points have climbed up significantly through the first 3 weeks, 4 weeks now. But yeah, Volpe is still hitting right around that Mendoza line, right around that 200 mark. And you'd love to see a guy with his speed and his ability to hit the ball over the park turn it up and just all of a sudden get on a stretch where, okay, now I'm just hitting line drives and not putting too much pressure on himself. Because it's like, man, realistically, I get it. You're playing in the New York market. You're a New York boy. It's your hometown team. Everybody's comparing you to the next Derek Jeter, right? Like, the expectations are through the roof. Obviously, if you get half of the production that Derek Jeter gave you, you're still going to be a great shortstop in the MLB. But, like, end of the day, I think he just needs to take a breather. I think someone needs to just, like, hey, dude, you're fine. But, like, you see him hanging out with Judge. Like I said, man, Judge is the best guy to tell you, hey, dude, you're doing fine. You're surviving up here. Like, don't worry. And then maybe just get him rolling. But same time, I think they need to drop him down in the lineup. Don't always have him batting in those higher spots. Slide him in at the 7, 8, 9 until he gets his groove right.
That's what I thought, man. They're putting a lot of confidence in the kid, whatever, Mr. Boone. Good for you. Good for you. You shoving him in there right at the top of the lineup, 19-year-old, you know, and hey, there it is. They got sink or swim almost type of thing, right? And you know what? Hats off to him, because for me, you're doing all right, brother. Just keep doing what you're doing. I think you hit the nail on the head, Nolan. Just live in the moment. Continue to stay present and just let things evolve and embrace it. Great call on them going out to the Rangers-Devils game. You need those types of things, moments away from the field, right? Because like you said, when you're in New York and you're under the bright lights, big city all the time, that's the real deal every single day. If you've never been there, and myself included, we can imagine it, but we sure can't even become close to imagining the actual reality and the pressures of it day in, day out, of being there and being a Yankee and being, you know, yes, Judge is the future, obviously, and stuff like that, but you're right there in line with them, right? You're going back into the 90s for any of you old enough of my years to sit there and go, oh my gosh, that's building that program. You got the Martian coming down the road there. He's in Double A. He just had another home run there last night. Jason Dominguez for them. He's going to be there either next year or the year after.
He'll be there this year.
You never
he'll be
know.
There this year.
Yeah.
He's got to be up there this year. With the start that he's had to the year and everything like that, like, dude's a player. He's already up in Double A. There's no reason for him not to be up in the big league team by, well, at least by the time they promote the rosters or up the roster size again to what, 28 or whatever the heck they do for September now. Like, he'll 100% be up on the team.
Yeah, for sure. So another great question. Thank you very much. So last question I think is coming into me. So it is basically asked Dirtbags that, you know, what are some of my pet peeves when you're watching practices or being involved in practices and stuff like that? And again, great question, great question. So one for me is that the biggest one for me probably is the fact that everybody around the world, I mean, yes, you know, I'm over here in France, but it doesn't matter. It's the same thing here as everywhere else in the world is, can you give us more drills? Can you give us more drills? Can you give us more drills? But the bottom line is that sounds great because that's what we see or hear. But for me, it's understanding the purpose of the drill and the intent. That's way more important. So let's take batting practice, for example, Nolan. You know, we talk about it all the time. Control what you can control. Take a swing, create a swing for you personally that works. And then focus on hitting the ball hard. Start there. Hit the ball hard. Now, if you know the strike zone, which you should, work on hitting strikes hard. But don't just take BP for the sake of taking BP like the majority of the world does. Not a guy's throwing to me now, so I'm just going to take whatever rounds coach says I get to do, five rounds, four rounds, whatever it is, five swings, six swings, whatever it is. No. Have intent and have purpose. So whether you're a player or a coach listening right now, and even a parent, you can pass this along. Have intent with that BP. Because, yes, it's BP is to get you ready for a game. But if you're just practicing and going through the motions with no purpose and no intent, that's how you're going to play. And that's the results you're going to end up with. You need to have hit the ball hard mentality. Hit it on the barrel. Hit it on the sweet spot. But hit strikes as well. So if you're swinging at lazy pitches, I hope you're not going to do that in the game. Unless there's two strikes on it and it's close and you got to protect. Then you're like a dog on a bone, I always say. Two strikes, you're a dog on a bone. Never seen a dog on a bone. You don't go and take that bone from them, right, Nolan?
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're fighting for it.
Right? And I'm sure you see the same thing back home or whatever now. You're getting ready to get fired up for your season again as well with your team. And the same thing, right? You just don't want to have a lazy BP. But you see it all the time. And BP is just one example in regards to this question. But does it not drag you nuts when you just see guys wasting their swings when you're in there going, geez, get out of there and let me take my intentful, purposeful swing so I'm ready for the game?
Oh, 100%. No, like that's just it. Seeing guys just get in there and lazily swing or at the back end of their batting practice sessions, not like thinking about, okay, specific things. Okay, I want to keep my shoulder on it. I want to drive it to that right center gap. Okay, I want to turn it loose. I want to try and boom, boom, boom. Like, guys that just get in there without a plan and just take swings for the sake of swinging during BP, it completely defeats the purpose of it. You got to have intent behind every single thing that you're doing. Okay, first round, I want to go opposite field. So then that way I work on my shoulder staying down on it. Second round, I want to try and hit through the middle of the field. Third round, okay, boom, I want to use the whole field. Right? I want to hit the ball where it's pitched. And then that way I just get ready to go for the second the game starts. I'm in that mentality where it's like, okay, no matter where this pitcher throws me that ball, I'm hitting it hard and it's going to be a knock. Anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break to do our final thoughts.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dear Banks. Nolan, time for your final thought.
Yeah, my final thought for the week. I mean, Drew Smyly, tough luck, especially when Yan Gomes decides to climb on your back to try and break up the first perfect game since Felix Hernandez. Like, what a horrible way to end the perfect game. A swinging bunt by David Peralta there last week. Drew Smyly, obviously, on the Chicago Cubs, facing the Los Angeles Dodgers. And, yes, David Peralta hits a little swinging bunt up the third baseline. Yan Gomes, hard play, puts his head down, starts running towards the ball to try and make the play. Drew Smyly, obviously, doing the same thing. No communication between the two of them. Drew Smyly fields the ball barehanded, goes to throw it, and all of a sudden, Yan Gomes is climbing up his backside, trying to get out of the way, and just a horrible way to break up the perfect game. I think that game ended up 13-0, and that was the only hit of the game for the Dodgers. Like, unbelievably bad luck in that scenario. I feel so bad for Drew Smyly. I feel so bad for Yan Gomes. Both of those guys trying to preserve the perfect game, and that's the way you break it up. Tough luck, boys.
And there you have it, Dear Bags. I hope you've enjoyed the show. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you, for sure. And as we say all the time, it just goes so quick. We'd love to be with you all 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And it's just, this is what we love to do. This is what we're doing. And we thank you for the involvement, the comments, the replies, the questions, you know, about the show, but also about training inquiries, you know, guest speaking engagements. Reach out to us about that type of stuff. We're open for anything and everything, because it's about making you better as a player, a parent, a coach, whatever it is. So I do want to give a quick shout out to go over to our YouTube page at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And I've started a new series, Beyond the Noise, talking about the mental agility with Robin Gargano and Anne-Marie Lafferty. It's going to be a weekly series. I don't know how long it'll go for. It'll go as long as we need to, because it's a super important part of the moment right now. So go over it again to our YouTube at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Give it a look. If you're looking for apparel, you're looking for the Wolf Trainer, go to www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com and get it right there. Virtually, we'll get it out to you for sure. So, unfortunately, though, Dirtbags, it is that time of the week. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.